G'day, I'm Joshua Grock, bringing you the latest in motorsport news from across the globe, right here from the Pit Lane Punters newsroom. Leading off with Formula One and McLaren's, Lando Norris has secured his first Formula One Grand Prix victory at the Miami Grand Prix over the weekend, beating home Red Bull's Max Verstappen and Ferrari's Charles Leclerc. Verstappen led into Turn 1 off the pole and controlled the race up until a mid-race safety car appeared after contact between Haas's Kevin Magnussen and Williams' Logan Sargeant. With most of the field having pit under green flag conditions, Norris was able to serve his stop under the safety car, effectively jumping the race leaders from 6th place. Norris ended up driving away from the Red Bull after the safety car restart, taking victory in the end by 7.5 seconds. Norris was understandably ecstatic after the race, but acknowledged his past missed opportunities by commenting this post-race.
I've let him down a few times, but I think today makes up for every moment that we've had together, the ups and downs. Today overtakes everything by a country mile.
The Miami Grand Prix weekend also saw a resurgence from Australia's Daniel Ricciardo, who finished fourth in Saturday's sprint race and scored his first points of the season. The result makes him just the eighth driver in the VCARB team's long history, dating all the way back to its Minardi days, to have finished inside the top four. To the States now, and Tickford's Cam Waters has made a new friend in the Craftsman Truck Series after getting into a heated post-race conversation at Kansas Motor Speedway with Front Row Motorsports' Lane Riggs. The altercation came after Waters' number 66 truck slid up into Riggs on the final corner of the last lap whilst battling for the 19th position. Whilst not intentional, North Carolina's Riggs took issue with the incident and he let his displeasure known to Waters post-race on pit road, which was seen during Fox's broadcast. Waters was overall unfazed by the incident and had this to say when speaking with an American media outlet post-race.
I think he was just upset with the last corner. We got in there side by side, I got a bit free and got into him. You know, he's probably just a bit shitty, he didn't have the best night, he was slow all night and it is what it is. I had a lot of fun tonight, so I was actually going up to him to, you know, say good job, cool race.
Moving to the Cup Series now, and Hendrick Motorsport's Kyle Larson has won a nail-biter at Kansas Motor Speedway, nosing out RFK Racing's Chris Buescher in the number 17 Mustang by 0.001 seconds, making it the closest NASCAR Cup finish of all time. Buescher was initially crowned the winner by the broadcast and unofficial results, but after going to the high-speed camera and going frame by frame, NASCAR officials deemed Larson's number 5 Camaro to be the victor. The close result and quality of racing mirror that of previous 1.5 mile ovals with the next-gen car, with several drivers calling for more intermediate-style ovals to be reinstated back into the calendar. All three top-tier NASCAR categories will be back on track this weekend at Darlington, with three-time Supercars champion Shane Van Gisbergen donning a special Marcus Ambrose tribute livery in his number 97 colleague Racer Camaro in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. The tribute livery is a throwback to Marcus Ambrose's number 9 Richard Petty Motorsports Ford Fusion that took the win in Watkins Glen in the Sprint Cup all the way back in 2011. That's the latest news stories coming out of the world of motorsports last weekend. I'm Joshua Grock, reporting from the Pit Lane Punters newsroom. You've been listening to the Pit Lane Punters podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow, and ring the notification bell wherever you get your podcast. And if you get a spare chance, leave us a 5-star review. It really helps us in the algorithm. And now, exclusive to Spotify listeners, we've unlocked the Q&A function. So if you have a question about the podcast, how we make it, or just have any motorsport questions in general, we'd love to hear from you, we'd love to answer them, and we'd love to engage with you. That's it from us. See you next time on the Pit Lane Punters podcast.